want you to hit me as hard as you can.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Sequel Week. Let's watch. This is the final day, I guess. Yes, it is, because this is Death Note. Yeah, so we are going to be watching, today we are going to be watching Death Note, The Last Name. So, well, this
the audio cut out.
Yeah, that was weird. Oh, so, this Let's Watch is brought to you by Audible.com. With over 100,000 audiobooks, Audible is your one-stop shop for all your electronic literature needs. Go to audibletrial.com/deathstoreprocess for a free 14-day trial and to get a free audiobook. That is audibletrial.com/deathstoreprocess. Also, Busted Tees. Started in 2004 by the Color Chamber people, the Busted Tees has been bringing you awesome, funny, graphic t-shirts for about 7 years. Click the link in the description to grab 4 shirts for $30 and save 60% off the actual price of all. So that is in the link in the below. Get yourself a grab bag of awesome Busted Tees. And also, we have a Rocket Hub. Donate some money to Rocket Hub and help make this all better. Ness. I don't fucking know. So, I'm your host, The Dead Man. Joining me today, as always, we have Bobiwan.
Hello.
Shax.
Hello.
And Ninja Kitty.
Hello.
And so, as I said before, today we're going to be watching Death Note, The Last Name. This is the second live-action Death Note movie.
I feel like I should have said Konnichiwa.
Maybe, I don't know, dude. Okay, so, yeah, so we're going to be watching Death Note, The Last Name. So again, we're all watching this on VLC Media Player. And, yeah, let's start this thing. So, are you all ready?
Yes.
Right, so, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Credits.
The weird Japanese thing.
Yes.
They do credits at the beginning of the movie.
Yes. Well, they're by Nippon Television Network. There's, like, production stuff.
I mean,
stuff.
Technically, we do credits at the beginning. Oh, so there's something going on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Now you have stars and...
Music.
Nippon Television Nippon. Network Corporation. I feel like 6 out of the last 7 like live-action Japanese movies I've watched were from Nippon.
Yeah, if she says she wanted to die, then seems fair.
Yeah. Acting, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, God. Dun, dun, dun. The giant Death Note.
It's the big-ass fucking Death Note.
I think they made them slightly smaller in the second movie.
Wait, is that supposed to be Misa?
Yes, that is supposed to be Misa.
Shirt? Yeah, I think it's Blooded Shirt. Oh, God, they got Misas. Like, she is more than just... She has more than just Beetlejuice leggings.
Yeah. Like, even... It's not just the hair that's wrong, either. It's lots that's wrong. And there are a lot of good, you know, Asian cosplayers who will pale out their skin for characters.
Mm-hmm.
Which is definitely the route you should go when your character's supposed to be really pale.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do that at all in this movie.
Is this supposed to be a horror movie, action?
Psychological thriller,
okay.
Yeah, just wait until you see. Hello!
Wow.
I forget her name.
Rem.
Rem, right.
They made Rem male in this.
Yeah, that's supposed to be a female Shinigami, but apparently for the movie, it's male.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
awesome. I love death.
You just had half the plot explained to you.
Yep.
Oh. And here comes the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Of course.
That seems out of place.
It was such a good choice, though. When I heard it, I was like, no way.
Yeah. Stay on my social media. So there's Light and Ryuk.
Oh, they showed it to us twice, and I still couldn't read it all.
So I have a Death Note with, like, how many pages of rules is it?
Oh, it's like 50 pages of rules.
It is an insane amount of rules. Like, I heard, like, some kids in, like, Japan were actually, like, kicked out of school for just trying to use Death Notes.
Yep. They'd be banned in some places.
I kind of doesn't surprise me seeing Japan is so huge on, not curses. Oh, shit. Never mind.
Wait, the 23 rule thing? I don't hear that. I don't remember that.
23 days, yeah.
Yeah. The person has to die within 23 days if their name's written.
Oh, okay.
There are very few exceptions.
Yeah, there are some ways to bend the rules, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Japanese superstitions, that's what I was trying to say. Mm-hmm.
I have answers. Fuck you.
Was one of the guys supposed to be, like, Masuda?
That's how we should handle the press here in America.
It's like you're with a popo. Piss off.
Yeah, pretty much. Light had a girlfriend. The person named Naomi, she figured out because Light killed her boyfriend, who was an FBI agent. She figured out who that Light was, like, the culprit, but he manipulated it so that she killed his girlfriend to hide the
fact
that...
It's being explained by the movie, you know.
Hmm. I gotta say, the guy that got to play Light does look very Light.
If they paled about a bit and did his hair right.
Come on, his hair looks right, you know. You can tell by looking at him, he's kind of like, you know, I wanted to cosplay as Light, but I didn't have enough money.
Yeah, that's my one big complaint with this movie is the hair and makeup people suck.
Ryuk! Fucking love that guy.
I love Ryuk, yeah.
He was like my avatar in like 7 different sites for like 3 months.
By the way, he totally broke the rules with what he did in the last movie, but we won't get into that.
Yeah, I don't think I missed a big chunk of the last movie, because the only thing I really remember of it is when, like, Light and L meet each other, and then, like, L pulls out a bag of chips that Light was using to hide the Death Note.
That was kind of weird.
Yeah, also, Light's secret identity in this world is Kira.
Mass murderer of criminals with the Death Note.
Yes.
Nice.
And soon to be God.
Don't keep doing this. There we go.
The guy's on a wanted list, and there's just like 10 cameras following him?
Yeah. It's Japan, son.
If he's wanted, why don't they just send the cops to go get him? Apparently they know where he is.
No, the camera's on him, that was him being arrested, I think.
That was him being arrested? Holy shit.
Yeah. She must be important.
Wow, why don't you just drive? Pick a lane, asshole.
Yeah. It's like, the music there kind of reminds me of, like, Lethal Weapon or something.
Yeah.
Like, just some 80s cop movie.
I wish I used the original anime soundtrack.
I know.
Just hell of Maximum the Hormone. That's Watch Party, right?
Yeah.
It's so hard to remember all these names. For me, anyway.
No.
But I have a terrible memory. I can
you
barely
know what
remember.
Make it easier for you is to not worry about remembering.
I can barely remember any of your names.
Yeah.
I want that door.
That's way easier than it was to get into the anime headquarters.
Oh yeah.
He's stuck.
Apparently, pants are allowed.
What was that, a cell phone?
Yep.
Is that a big deal? I mean, because that happened in Dark Knight where they made them take their cell phones away at the in the building.
Oh, yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Because Al suspects Light already of being the mass murderer, right? Mm-hmm.
And then he allowed him on the investigation team to investigate him more easily.
Yes. And there's L.
I must give it to the actor. He
acts sells it
like L.
Yeah.
The hair and the makeup are totally wrong, but yeah. He acts like L.
And that chocolate's supposed to be with Mellow.
I like that Mellow better than the real Mellow. The real Mellow is annoying as shit.
But at least he dies.
I want to learn how to play chess again.
I was always terrible at chess. Wait, that's Masuda?
Yeah. Probably the only investigation team member who's done even remotely well.
Yeah.
Other than, maybe the chief.
Yeah. I just... Is this... Like, in this movie, does he just, like, freak the fuck out? Does he have his most awesome moment of the series ever?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. This is going to be so awesome.
It's not the same, but... Still.
They keep talking about the FBI. Now, does Japan have their own FBI, or is there going to be an American walking in soon?
No, the FBI brought in their own. Like,
they brought in the American FBI.
Yeah, through the ICO. Okay.
And then all the agents died.
Yeah. Because L is awesome. That didn't happen in anime, did it?
No, he didn't have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
He doesn't have girlfriends in the anime. He just manipulates women.
Yeah. He had that one news reporter for a while.
He's stop not saying. Happy.
Stop saying it's mean friends. With magic. What the fuck is that weird circuit panel in the background? Like the thing right behind where Light is currently standing, it looks like something out of like a bad sci-fi movie.
It looks like a giant printer.
Need an explanation of that rule, or are you good?
I don't understand anything.
Yeah, so Shinigami, like, death gods have the ability to give humans their sight so they can see, like, person's names and their time of death, but you have to give them half your lifespan.
Oh. That doesn't sound worth it. He's not happy.
Yeah. Like, my scarf is on too tight. I asked them no starch!
That old man looks very familiar.
Yeah, he's been in some stuff. Wait, which old man are you talking about? The old man with the scarf or the...
Yeah. I wouldn't really call the other guy an old man.
Yeah,
the other guy's been in a lot of Japanese movies.
Yeah, but that guy actually does really look familiar now that you mention it. Well, and now we have a living plant thing. And everyone's wearing pink.
Now we're getting to the Japanese part of Japan.
Yeah. This thing's supposed to be a Sakura?
Yeah.
By the way, the girl with the short hair, not the hair tied up, that's Light's little sister.
I gathered that much.
Well, Shax needs to know that.
Fuck Shax.
He doesn't care.
Let him be confused.
I was like...
I'm still confused.
I think we're just going to have to leave it that way.
Yeah, maybe we should have brought James in on this instead.
That would have been a good idea.
That's a skeevy-looking motherfucker.
Yeah.
Look at that mustache. Ooh, yeah, skeevy.
Yeah.
Stop, why don't you do your job? Just undo your pants and get over with. Does every Japanese person have the same cell phone?
It's like when American movies and TV shows, everyone has an iPhone.
Oh boy, got the second Kira.
Wow, this is a long movie.
It's 2:20.
Wow, really?
Yep.
Ouch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it does cover a good chunk of the anime.
Yeah. What the fuck haven't you? Who gives a fuck? You're TV journalists. You're replaceable.
TV journalism is dying.
Yeah. We're the future. Internet journalism.
Fuck yeah.
What is that guy chewing on?
Professionalism.
Yeah, fuck professionalism. We're just here to shit all over stuff.
It seems like this is a big, important thing that's going on.
Yeah, someone else who has another book that can kill people as holding people hostage and saying, like, play this tape or we'll start killing you off one by one.
I somehow don't believe the real L would have a giant L on his wall.
No, he would not. He's supposed to be incognitus. Heart attack.
The bodies are dropping now.
Oh no, our soccer festival is ruined. Do you see that guy look back at the script? It's like, wait a minute, this wasn't supposed to happen. Okay, so what do you ask the checks?
I'll wait till this is done. Hold on. He's pissed.
Woo, mass murder! Murder, 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 murder!
That almost looks like a portal sign back there.
Kind of.
Now, am I right in thinking that they said that that's Mogi? Yeah.
Yeah, it's Mogi.
Mogi. Saved your asses plenty of times, motherfucker.
Is Kira the thing's name?
No, like Kira, like a... Kira is just a name given to L. Like, I mean, given to Light. So, like, Light, the main guy, he had the notebook. He was killing people. And then when people started, like, connecting that all these deaths were like, it's the work of the same person, they started calling him Kira.
So, yeah, fuck this movie for killing off Mogi.
Yeah.
See, that guy was supposed to be called Ukita. This movie is supposed to be like this big, like silent, like massive awesomeness.
Yep, I remember Mogi. Like, was he the one who had the afro?
No, that was Aizawa.
Aizawa. Okay, fuck.
Mogi is Misa's second manager.
Oh right, yeah, that. Oh, dead body. Another one dead.
And I would just go the fuck home.
Yeah.
Acting, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. It's like the start of a fucking breakdance. Our helmets.
Can't.
It's like, oh, but the cops are watching me. World of dead people. Peter said, that's Shinigami Vision. Okay, then.
Remember, her family was killed by someone.
Oh, right.
So she began to worship Kira, right?
Oh, yeah,
Kira
right.
Kira killed her family.
It has been a long time since I've watched Death Note.
You should really watch it again. It's really quite good.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking awesome. I loved it. I completely forgot about it. Like, I have a terrible memory. Fuck you, television. Come with me if you want to leave. Come on, pull your piece. There we go.
Like, he even looks like Ukita.
I know!
And not like Mogi.
Should be strapped.
What a pussy.
So, I just put your little six shooter away. I think it looks like a fucking cap gun. I like the animation on this Ryuk.
It is pretty well done. They get his spastic nature about right.
Yeah, because he's gesticulating in just the right way. Go bitches with your swords. So cut some foos.
Beat them like Occupy protesters.
Yes, get the pepper spray. Does that guy seriously just have a fucking sword? Seriously, everyone in Japan has that same fucking cell phone.
So does everyone that sees those guys have a death book or a death note or something?
Yeah.
Yes. You can only only those who have touched a death note can see a Shinigami.
Okay.
And they can only see the Shinigami that used to own that death note.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, like Light can't see Rem until he touches Misa's death note. And Misa can't see Ryuk until she touches Light's death note.
Right. Okay.
But she has the death god eyes, so...
Yeah, so she's able to tell who has a death note.
Because she can't see his lifespan. That's a rule. People who own the death note have the Shinigami eyes can't see each other's lifespan.
Oh, yeah. I don't like what they do with the Shinigami eyes, either.
Yeah.
The red is so much better.
Yeah, like, where they go yellow, it looks kind of like werewolf eyes.
Yeah.
Especially just, like, go hairy to start killing people left and right with her claws. You never know, it could be a child. Or a midget. I'm hungry.
It's because this dude keeps eating.
Yeah, I know. I want some candy. Ooh, donuts. I want some Timbits now.
Those look like rocks.
Yeah, those are Japanese Timbits. Maybe they're like fucked up snowballs that got rejected by a hostess. Hostess just sends all his reject products to fucking Japan. Like, okay, they'll eat squid, they'll eat anything. Boom. Sort of call that bitch a hoe.
Can see who's uptight in this movie.
Yeah.
I do like how they kept room the same though.
Yeah, that is cool.
It's mostly the same.
Yeah.
My issue is that doll looks more like Misa than the actor.
Maybe that's the joke. Fuck.
What does that dude do other than sit around and eat?
He is a special investigator.
Nothing. He is the only one who does anything on the investigation team. Like, yeah. If you watch the anime, everyone else pretty much just Googles things, and he figures everything out.
Hmm. Yeah, he knows. Yeah, he, like, knows shit. He figures out who the first and second Kira are.
But it's the investigation team is like, no, 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 that can't be. You're wrong. And then he's like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
And then it totally fucks everything up.
And even when actual actions are taken, like surveillance and stuff, it's his people that do it.
Yeah.
Like Watsby.
It's always like Light and Watsby who do it. Like Ellen Watsby who do everything. Is it Watari or Watari?
Watari. It's halfway between an R and an L sound, but it's an R.
Notice, I'm just like, I thought it ended with like an, I thought it ended with a U. I thought it was Wataru.
No, Watari.
Okay, Watari. I mean, you got a girl. You finally get that dude laid. I like how the mom knows that.
Whoa, straight out of the bed.
Yeah. Bounce, 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 bounce. I love that guy. He's just such a dick. Here's my LP. Is that... Wait a minute. On his shelf, was that a Harry Potter book?
Maybe.
Like I saw the fucking... Chamber of Secrets, and I think, like, yeah, and Philosopher's Stone, I think I saw on there.
Well, let's see if it shows up again.
And just, like, it's like the color scheme, like, the... Zip. Yeah, it's like the third and fourth books from the left on the second shelf down.
Those
never mind. Yeah, it had similar borders, but now that I look at it, no.
No, they're not. They look similar, though. You're right.
Yeah. It's like a fucking death junkie.
Just like, kill someone! I wanna kill someone! I wanna kill someone!
It's like, can I kill him? No. Aww. I'm just wondering, why, did they ever explain in the series, like, why, like, some of the notebooks were, like, her notebook is written in Japanese, but his is written in English?
It's, the Shinigami's preference. Ryuk wrote his in English because it was the most common language.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
Whereas Jealous wrote the title for that notebook, not them. He probably just liked Japanese.
Mm-hmm. What up, bitches?
Was that, like, Japanese version of a crackhead?
No, that was Japanese version of some guy leaving and being happy about it.
Like Edward Furlong.
Yeah, just look kind of like Edward Furlong. So who the fuck was that kid? Was he just like, did he just like, did she just like pay that kid to like scan every single newspaper for a mention of this guy's death and just run over to her?
Yep.
He's like, all right, kid, I'm gonna give you maybe like 1,000 yen every day. You're gonna run down like the local corner store, buy me a newspaper, and then run back and slap it in my face.
I'll be right back after you use the washroom.
What the hell's a washroom?
It's this place where humans go to pee or poop.
Oh, like a bathroom?
Yeah, it's kind of. Only it's cleaner.
Washroom sounds like he's going to go do laundry.
No, we call that a laundry room.
Oh, that's what we call it here, too.
we call the bathroom.
Washroom, bathroom, toilet.
The can.
The head.
The throne.
John.
The shitter.
The hot house.
Yes. The Misa. Because everyone just seems to take a dump on her.
Maybe that's why her hair got so dark.
Yes. She got so many hot curls on her head that it just like the color seeped into her blonde.
I've been drinking a lot of grape juice, so I would make her hair green.
Oh yeah, get it on, baby.
These two perverts are gonna watch.
Yes. Just like did you see like fucking Ryuk just spasming there for a second? Like he just fucking came.
He's probably like, come on.
He's like, come on, get up your dimkits. I don't have a penis, so I can't have sex. I gotta watch you have it. He fucks vicariously through whoever picks up his notebook. Who needs two globes?
Someone who needs to compensate for having a lack of balls.
Wait, so one of his balls is smaller than the other one?
Yes.
This is like slash fiction.
Mind fucking blown.
It's like, and Akira, boom. Just give me a second to scrape my brains off the ceiling. I'm gonna start dating someone. I gotta go with a bunch of bitches.
People can't suspect that I might actually be monogamous or not a playa. Everyone has to think I'm a playa.
Yeah.
Look at this. She's getting close.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I just noticed something. He's wearing jeans. Like, never wears jeans.
Doesn't he wear, like, slacks all the time?
He wears dress pants. All the time.
Yeah, slacks. I fucking know the difference between pants.
But then the users don't go to heaven or hell.
She didn't. He didn't.
You just kind of go.
Didn't actually say I'll send you to hell. He said I will kill you.
If you do that. Fuck you up.
Yeah, that was a translation.
I will kill you. It will be slow and it will be painful. Just think of what the words piranhas and crotch mean to you.
Ugh. You ever see that movie Hostel? It's kind of like that. I want chocolate.
God damn it, bitch.
Yeah. Like, sending her messages like, you fucking cunt.
Wow, that's not suspicious at all.
Yeah. He knows.
Your eyes just went yellow.
Yeah. Are you a vampire?
How dare you take my mask?
Yeah, bitch. You get all
so
the bitches.
Wearing the mask on the side of the head really is a Japanese thing?
I think so. I got to wait with the bitches. Get the bass going.
Unfortunately, they couldn't find someone quite tall enough for light because there's supposed to be quite a bit more of a height difference there.
Yeah.
About to have a flash mob.
Yeah. Bitches!
And now they're a public couple.
Yeah. It's like, please hold my hand.
Apparently her number is 33.
Yeah. Maybe it's speed dial. Jacked her phone. Oh, balls. What up? So he has a different phone.
So this movie is 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Because there's so much nonsense that's going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this Japan is just fucking bananas all the time.
It's like, I appreciate the long scenes, but when there's nothing going on.
Yeah, just exposition all the time. I think that's like one of the big things that kind of gets people out of like Japanese anime stuff. Like, there's so much exposition.
It's made a lot more interesting in the anime, though.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't translate that well into live action, which is why I really think, why the fuck are they going to try an American remake?
Because money?
They won't get a penny of mine.
Oh, yeah, I'll steal that fucking shit.
I will watch it. I will boycott it.
Like, I'll see it ripping apart in a review. You know, so, American remake of Death Note, 0 out of 5. And now Bondage.
They haven't even made it yet, and you guys are already shitting on it.
It's going to be terrible.
Oh, God, that's such an ignorant comment.
Do you know who their first casting choice for Yagami Light is?
Zac Efron.
No. Efron.
Okay.
Yes, that's fucking bad.
Like, can you picture in your head at all Zac Efron playing an insanely intelligent master criminal?
And there are times when he looks truly twisted and evil.
We're not criminals, we're cops.
It's weird to have him figure anything out when he does no fucking legwork whatsoever.
He's that awesome.
He figures things out by eating.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
He's like a phone.
Absolutely ridiculous.
He's like Sherlock Holmes. You know, just like, I see shit, and other people don't.
I'd say Sherlock Holmes at least does some legwork. He doesn't do any. Hmm. Or he hasn't yet, anyway. But yeah, he hasn't figured anything out yet.
Actually, either. He does. The one thing he did as legwork was, and at extreme risk to himself, because he normally doesn't show his face to anyone.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. L's always been like this nameless faceless entity that always figures everything out.
And so he exposed himself as L to Light, showing his face, and basically through contact with him was deducing whether or not he's Kira, and is still in the middle of that.
Mm. And he knows that he is, but he doesn't have proof.
Wait, so you're telling me the only legwork he's done is introduce himself to someone else?
Essentially, yes.
That's huge for someone who's normally anonymous.
It rattled Light. That's what it was supposed to do, is to make Light be like, holy shit.
His part doesn't seem so small, you know, in the anime, but he's the only one with the brains to put things together.
Mm-hmm. Just look at where that camera's positioned. Like, the room they're in, this could easily be a scene from Basic Instinct. Like, if her legs weren't changed, you could just do that. You just do, like, a cartoonist beaver shot. It's like, bitch, don't talk to the hostage.
They're not even torturing her, she's fucking breaking.
There's some torture going on off screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By that nice looking old man.
Hmm.
He also knows how to torture really, really well.
He's an awesome sniper.
Yeah. He's everything.
Someone's dog likes the torture porn.
My dog.
I am pissed off every time Dem speaks in this movie.
Yeah, the voice is too way too deep.
Because it's supposed to be a woman.
Oh, yeah.
Why would they change it to a guy?
Well, at first people were not sure whether Rem was female or male, and people assumed that he was male, and then the anime came out and they made Rem female. That's actually, she was supposed to be female in the first place. And then, yeah, for some reason they made Rem male again. I don't know.
Maybe they don't like lesbians.
What?
Well, she does fall in love with Misa.
She cares for Misa.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
like,
not so much a romantic love. It's more of like a matriarchal love.
Then maybe they made her a guy. Maybe they made Rem a guy to make it an actual like romantic love.
But that's what Jealous was supposed to be. Remember, the Shinigami that killed the guy that was going to kill her, and he died right here.
Yes, but yeah. So maybe they made like Rem a guy to make another one. Yeah, but yeah, this is Hollywood we're talking about, remember? Well, this is Japanese Hollywood, but still. These is movies. Well, that's useful. So wait a minute. Actually, something I'm a little confused about. So, if Misa kills herself, does that mean that someone else would write down her name in the death note, or would Rem have to do it?
Paradox!
It would happen, and that's why he didn't say that in the anime. Actually, no. He leaves all sorts of holes where things could have gone horribly wrong for himself, and he's just extremely lucky.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just say he's smart.
Yeah. He thinks it's a stalker. That's not what I want, bitch. Making fucking kebabs.
I love the diabetes kebab.
I want one.
Selling those at Anime North.
And we bought one, and I ate it, and it was awesome. I have a picture of it. And I look a lot better than Nato, but he's good at acting.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
And you're calling them stalkers.
Yeah. I was like, I found it. I found out his name, found out where he lived, and snuck inside his room and masturbated with his underwear. Then I used a shirt to wipe my ass.
Shut up, Matsuda.
Yeah. When you're this awesome, you can have a cell phone.
A while back, I thought this movie was going to be about, like, people that believe the same way as Kira and criminals all should die, no matter what their criminal past is, and others were against it, to think they should just do time.
No, like, this one is very...
I don't fucking know.
Like, this one is, like the first one was kind of, like, that was, like, it was more of, like, the beginning of, like, Kira's career, and it had a lot more stuff going on in it. But this one, it's more of, like, the exposition bit.
It's supposed to be... It's building up to the intellectual battle between Light and L.
Yeah.
Because one of them must die.
Yes.
So why don't they just find it out now? Do they just not know?
No, like, So Light knows that L thinks that he's Kira. But he can't do anything, because if he does it... then it will be proven that, like, it'll, like, cement in other people's minds who have any doubts that he might be Kira.
He also doesn't know L's name.
Mm-hmm.
L knows that Light is Kira, but he doesn't have proof.
Yeah, like he's, I think he said, like, he's, like, 90-some percent sure that, like, Light is Kira.
Yeah. Once, if Light is proven to be Kira, he will be executed. If Light finds out L's name, then he will kill L.
But if L dies while, like, in the middle of an investigation of Light as Kira, then it can, like, anyone who has any doubt that Light might be Kira will, like, be further cemented in their heads that Light is actually Kira.
For the reason that Light hasn't shown his face to anyone else except Light and Misa now. So no one could possibly know his name.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reasoning behind it.
Everything's in order.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Light is nothing but Light is nothing if not an anal retentive asshole.
Now, is he going to find the porno stash?
Yeah, where did my son hide that weed?
Come on, I could really use the jerk off right now. Where's the ball gig?
Yeah. Right.
There it is.
It's like... Or I'm gonna need some Funyuns of paddle. Or I'm gonna need some Funyuns of paddle and about an 8 ounce of sticky icky.
Do Japanese always read backwards?
Yeah, Japanese is yeah, you know, Japanese is right to left.
Oh.
You have to go like up to down, right to left. Which is kind of like almost the exact opposite of us. Or so just put my jizz on this soda on a Sunday.
I'm so fucking tired of watching him eat.
Well, that's kind of his big thing.
You know what? It's actually entertaining in the anime.
Yeah, like
it really is because he eats in very interesting ways.
Yeah, he eats anime style.
And sometimes it's epic.
Yeah, like each of the he has two predecessors, M and N. And each of them have, like, a certain, like, character trait. Like, he eats...
Successors. Not predecessors. Successors.
Yeah, successors. Yeah, successors. So, like, L eats, L just eats sweets and everything. M just eats chocolate. And N plays with toys.
No, he eats his
toys. Yes, they all eat different...
I bet you he eats his toys.
Yeah, they all eat different stuff, so L eats sweets, L eats any kind of sweets, M just eats candy, and then N just eats toys.
I'm starting to think that L changed the world might have been a better choice, considering that not everyone here knows Death Note, but whatever.
Yeah.
Because LG's Dumbo. The World has nothing to do with the Death Note plotline.
What a bitch.
Take that, bitch.
I burned her pass.
Why, because she's a slut?
Yep, and then Rem's Death Note falls out the sky. Wait, so that's the short-haired bitch from the anime?
Huh?
Like, remember in the anime, there was, like, that one, like, reporter lady who, like...
Takata.
So that's supposed to be Takata?
That is, but that part of the story is supposed to be completely eliminated in this.
Yeah, I think that's who they played it out to be, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be someone from, Yotsuba who gets the Death Note, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. I'm just pouring some coffee on this.
Are they going to interrogate them at all, or just watch them?
Just watch them.
They're waiting for a death to happen.
Mm-hmm.
By Kyuta.
Thank you for the exposition.
Peace. Like Thriller's out of the room.
I like how he does it in the manga, though. He's all twisted up because of his need for apples, because he can't have any apples while in there. He's all twisted up and upside down. He just kind of like pops out of the room all twisted up.
Yeah. Apples are like crack to Shinigamis.
And Ryuk is a total addict.
Yeah. It's like, dude, I need my apples, man. I want my apples. Just, like, scratch at his gums. Wait, how long has he been in there?
I think this is the 13th day, because it's the 14-day rule that comes up, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. So in about 2 weeks, all he can grow is that little bit of a mustache and no beard?
He's young and Japanese.
Like, he doesn't grow anything in the anime.
Yeah, nothing. Not a single sign of any facial hair whatsoever.
Yeah, that's anime. Must be the drugs.
Shut up, Matsuno. No one cares what you think.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. You just stay in the corner until the very end.
I mean, because of the writing changes, I'm pretty sure that Matsuno does, like, nothing in the movie. He's totally fucking useless.
Now he's just stirring his tea with a lollipop.
I've done that before. It's tasty.
Shut up, Matsuda.
What is up with that piercing?
Face pain.
You're like, what is up with that piercing?
Very 90s.
It's ears.
No, it keeps people from taking his nose. Got your nose. Traumatizing for him as a child.
That's how he makes sure his nose is always attached to his body.
You never know. Someone might try and steal it in his sleep.
Yeah. Then she starts masturbating with the notebook.
I knew that was coming.
Oh god, Kira.
That's all you think about, isn't it? You must be very lonely.
Oh, insanely lonely. Essentially work on the site and think about masturbating. So, ladies.
I hope you like beards.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's what this guy seems to do. Like, Light's entire L's entire thing is just like, all right, so these guys aren't doing it. Maybe there's a third one. They caught that one. Like, maybe there's a fourth one.
It's not... It seems ridiculous, but...
Yeah, no, but, like, I'm just...
Right.
Yeah, no, he's completely right, but just, like, thinking from, like, their perspective. What up? I have snacks.
Oh, he gets a little facey here and there.
Look, he's got a little soul patch.
He gets a little
Thank
scrub going on.
Yeah.
But they were in confinement for as long as they were in the anime. Because they were in... Well, Misa was in confinement for 50 days.
Yeah, just shy of 2 months.
That would have been some intense leg hair.
Here's the thing I don't get about this movie. Everyone, for everything, needs an IV. Like, in the first movie, his girlfriend needs an IV after witnessing a murder. That's it. That's... No, not a murder. An accident. She witnesses an accident... And then she goes to the hospital. They've got her on an IV. Like, what the fuck?
Maybe. Yeah, some dude gets hit by a car.
I gotta assume that these people have been without food for 18 days and 24 days.
Yeah.
So it's probably that's what's in there.
Yeah, like, it makes sense here, but they're talking about, like, oh, I saw a car accident. I need an IV drip.
Oh, yeah. That's retarded, yes.
Yeah, maybe she was, like, anemic or something and needed, like, iron or something.
That's one of the biggest changes they made from the anime to the movies, is all of a sudden, all of the female characters are pathetic.
Okay. Shax will be right back.
Yeah, I can see that pop up too.
I'm telling it to people.
Wow, way to bring suspicion on yourself.
Yeah. Really?
Goddamn pie charts.
Yeah, and goddamn pie charts on pieces of paper. Like, you think they would just, like, wire that shit right into the feed.
I was trying to slip out quietly.
But only if you, never mind. Fuck it.
Not to mention you love your tits. And by it, I mean my dick. Boom, bitch. Oh, snap, son. burn!
Fight, 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 fight.
Yeah, just cat fight. We need some jello.
Bitch, no one asked you to talk.
Yeah. It's like, bitch, there are no... Like, you're paid to talk on camera. Do you see any cameras?
Yeah, there's a camera in the back seat right there. No, that's for something else entirely.
Yes.
Just getting off.
That's the joke.
Splattered.
She was walking away so determinedly, and then all of a sudden she's just standing there, being like,
yeah,
staring at the
sidewalk.
I think wondering how to get around a puddle or something.
She was so pissed off that she couldn't see a fucking semi coming at her.
No, but what was the notebook? Could write down events leading up to someone's death. You know, so she could
look at that happen.
Yeah, so like, yes, like she could have wrote down like this bitch will get in a fight with what's her face, with what's his face, and she will storm off. That she a semi truck will come out of nowhere and start barreling towards her. She will stop and stare at it.
So basically, she's a very bad writer.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's like then her face exploded because she was ugly. I would actually like to see that, like if. Like, if somebody could, like, write in the book, like, then his brain exploded.
No, it has to be a reasonable death, otherwise they'll just die of a heart attack.
Like, it has to be physically possible for them to get to, like, for them to, like, follow the pattern of death. Like show that, but he didn't, like, try insane deaths. Like his heart ruptured inside his chest for no apparent reason. You know, he got colon cancer.
So, why did she have that chick killed? Other than to get her job.
Because she didn't like her.
Wow, that's it, huh?
She wanted to be anchor woman. Yep.
Yeah. She wanted to spread the gospel of Kira.
Yep, and that's the first thing that gets you caught is Kira acting selfishly.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Right now he's trying to access the grid with his bizarrely thick notebook.
Wait, why is she chained up?
Because
she's still suspected of being the second Kira, but L didn't have enough evidence to actually keep her held in that same confinement.
But they know that she is hiding something because of the trace of her clothes and the makeup on those tapes.
But where are the handcuffs, man?
I know!
They don't have, like, the little bracelet thing?
They do, it's just that's easier.
They do.
It's just that's easier.
That's easier, all right.
They seem to have a location bracelet.
Yeah. Plus, I'm pretty sure Elle has a bondage fetish. It was like
Elle and Light are totally supposed to be handcuffed together here.
Yeah, and then like Light's supposed to punch him, and then Elle's supposed to kick him. Supposed to be.
I think
Elle
has a food fetish.
He does, dude. Like that's the thing. Like they're all like obsessive. Like Elle, M, and N are all like obsessive compulsive. It's like, he's got to be eating.
You all have different mental disorders. There's this person who did a whole lecture on it.
Oh, Elle, that's cool.
Elle is a highly functioning autistic.
He's got, like, Asperger's or something.
Slight difference. It's more high functioning autistic.
Fuck it, dude. I don't fucking care. Oh, red versus blue.
Unless you have a chart like that.
Yeah.
So thank you for helping us prove the case against you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this movie's doing like what they used to do, like especially back in the 80s with computers, where there's some crazy shit up on the screen that's so crazy that you can't even question it, but it's all bullshit.
It's like, this is Unix, I know this. He's like, I'm gonna do some science over here and then show you some numbers. I did stuff.
I watched this cheesy TV station.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, everyone, my useful.
Everyone in the room was just facepalming at him. It's like, oh.
Yeah. God damn it, Matsuda, shut up. Here's a ball and paddle. Go play with that. Leave the police work to the real men.
How were they watching her?
They installed video cameras while she was out.
Yeah, that's the kind of shit that hell can get done.
Yeah.
They did the same thing to Light before, but they weren't able to prove anything.
Yeah. Because Elle was smart. Like, he had Ryuka scan the room for, cameras and stuff after he added, a small-ass security system with, a piece of lead in the wall.
Everything that dude just said was totally taken away from any kind of idea of her doing what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
A newscaster writing down in an average journal, it's like, if it's average, then more people probably do it than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he should have said, hey, that's a big-ass black notebook that you guys have seen before.
There's six. He's like, do you ever want people to kill? There's 7 billion people in the world. I can go for a while.
Uh oh, she's like confessing right here.
Yeah, but they it sounds like she's talking to herself.
Yeah, but I mean, they can still understand what she's saying and everything, right?
Yeah.
Is this something that would hold up in a court of law in Japan? Like, yeah, we installed these cameras without her knowledge.
No, it would. Well, if
that's illegal.
Yeah, if they had a warrant, they could.
Basically, the way it's set up right now, L has been given authority by the ICPO, which is Interpol, to basically, there won't be a trial for Kira. Mm-hmm. Kira will be found. Kira will be executed.
Also, they're not supposed to be in contact with the police right now. They were supposed to have been booted out of their jobs by this point.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning they're by themselves.
They've gone rogue. That is Takata. How much is that in money?
I think 10,000 yen is 100 bucks.
Okay, so 5 million then is
500,000?
Okay. 500,000 bones.
Which is weird because normally Elle would,
she doesn't have millions.
Extort someone for a lot more money than that.
Uh huh. Yeah, but
that's such an extortionist.
Yeah, 500,000. Is that in real bucks or Canadian bucks?
I think we'll say Canadian.
So 500,000 Canadians. So that could get her, like, something. What the fuck is he eating? Like, he's eating a brick of C4.
Big green dildo.
He's
big
eating,
green yeah. square dildo.
Yes. Yeah, you know, dildos in Japan are square.
Yeah, he looks normal.
I put this up at you. Does he have a...
just said that if it... What?
Did he have a purse?
It looked like a satchel.
Man purse.
Messenger bag.
Man purse.
Yeah, the fucking man...
He just said that if anything happens to me, the tape's gonna leak. But then he's like, hey, as soon as that money's in my account, I'll give you the tape. So what's to stop her from doing anything to him after the tape is leaked?
Nothing.
Or, I mean, after she gets the tape.
The fact that he gave her a fake name.
Yeah. This is all set up.
That's how he got in this movie. Uh-oh.
Wow, not exactly subtle, is it?
Nope. Why did Rem give her the death note?
Because it's all part of his plan.
Basically, light means a distraction. Nope, light. His plan.
Yeah, light plans for everything.
God, could actually keep these looks a like bunch of things that could go horribly wrong.
Yeah, looks like he's eating Purell.
Is he playing stupid right there? Right.
No, like when you give up your death, when you like give up your death note, you forget everything you did while you were using the death note.
So,
I thought you just forgot.
No, it's like he doesn't remember ever owning the Death Note or doing anything as Kira. He forgot that he was Kira.
See, I thought he just forgot about having a Death Book. I thought that's how it worked.
No, like when you say like when you give up ownership of the Death Note, you forget everything you've done with the Death Note.
So basically, his plan was to make himself forget.
Yes, make.
Kira.
Make himself forget that he was Kira so that he could be alleviated of, so that he could have, like, the heat taken off of him for being expected of Kira.
One of the few songs that I liked from the soundtrack.
We didn't like Red Hot Chili Peppers?
No, I meant like the Death Note soundtrack. We can't count that as part of the soundtrack.
So just wondering, Dead Man, have you watched the director's cut?
No, I have not.
You definitely should. It's pretty awesome.
Wait, the director's cut of this or of Death Note just proper?
It's the anime. cut into one movie.
Oh, dude, that sounds awesome. Wouldn't that...
You really like the new introduction for Ellen Light.
Yeah, but wouldn't that... Yeah, but like, wouldn't that one movie be like 13 hours long?
No, it's about 2:45.
To a 245 hours long?
No, 2 hours, 45 minutes. So it is a long-ass movie, but...
Yeah, isn't it... You know, aren't the episodes, like... Aren't there, like, 26 episodes?
They cut a lot out, but it's still good.
It's also good as a refresher, if you haven't watched it in a long time.
Okay.
But you haven't.
Yeah. I think I might go... Yeah, I think I might go back and, like, read the manga at some point.
She just writes anywhere in the book?
Yeah. As long as
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, as long as it's on a piece of paper that came from the book. It'll work.
Why don't you just write in order or something?
Because she was in a hurry?
Plus, the pages in the Death Note never actually run out.
Yeah, like, yeah, unlimited paper. She put in the Konami code and got unlimited paper.
There's actually this great comic online of L gets an idea, and basically he goes up to Nuyuki and he's like, "So whoever touches a page in this notebook will be able to see you." Yes. And the pages in the notebook never run out. Yes. Shows like 5 minutes later, he tears out a bunch of pages, shreds them, and just throws them out over a crowd.
All the crowd touch, they're like, huh, a piece of paper, and then they all, like, look up, and they're like, ah! So it seems to have a crowd susceptible to mass hallucinations. It's right there! Can't you see it?
Yeah. Yeah, they actually did, like, a pretty cool thing. Like, Light actually did a pretty cool thing when trying to find out, like, the FBI names. He did it, like, with the guy in the bus. That was actually a really good plan.
Yeah.
What I can say for that, though, is Ray Penbar is a really bad FBI agent.
Oh, yeah, Ray Penbar is fucking terrible. It's like, don't worry, I'm a fed. Does she not think it's weird that there's no one here? Wait a minute, you're a white man. Take her the fuck down.
Unfortunately, this cuts out the whole epic chase scene.
Oh, man. The one with the helicopter and the sniping and the car chase.
And live him. He's still wearing that fucking mask.
I like that she fell for the fake TV show.
Mm-hmm. He's in a book. Oh, fuck, Ren.
Also cut out the
ah! Yeah, they cut out the oh fuck. There's Matsuda. He's gonna go the ah! There we go. Ah, Matsuda. You little bitch.
Yeah.
Now he remembers everything?
Yes.
But here's the thing. He only remembers as long as he's touching the notebook.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to become the owner of that, but currently Takeda is the owner of the notebook.
Mm-hmm.
So basically she must die.
Yes.
Just the same plan.
Hey, that's not an actual rule. I just realized that right now. If it's a notebook you've never actually owned, it only... What the heck?
You have to be a Death Note owner, is the basic thing.
No.
It's probably a bad translation.
Hope so.
This guy does play a pretty good light.
Yeah.
If he does have that really confident dick attitude.
So at least in the anime, he came up with an excuse why he's still holding the book. Now they're just letting him.
Yeah. So, killer.
A good way to get both done at the same time is just write her name in the notebook.
No, get her to write her own name. There you go.
Shouldn't he say he's a god of death?
I don't know. It looks like she's laughing. It looks like she's dying of, like, Joker toxin.
Too bad you didn't do that 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. Put in this little box. Well, heart attack, duh.
Nothing.
I saw nothing.
I feel like this is a parody here. Like, they all see him now.
Lies.
See, Light's lucky that there was a death god on his side that would actually listen to him.
Yeah. It wasn't...
Because Rook wouldn't have done that. Rook would have been like,
fuck you.
Yeah, Rook would have been like, help you? Fuck that shit.
Yeah. And Rook was supposed to write down the fake rule in exchange for apples. But I highly doubt he would have said, yeah, it's authentic.
You know, there's not enough Watari in this movie.
I know.
Yeah. Watari is kind of a badass.
Yeah.
Especially they don't show him in his awesome outfit.
Yeah. Zip.
Wasn't exactly what I was expecting.
Hey, I'll do it.
Yeah, she's supposed to be like, I think, what is it, 6 years his senior or something like that? I think she's supposed to be 23 and he's 17. Or 18.
Light's got a thing for older girls.
And he at the time, was like underage. She's just like, are you gonna come to bed with me? He's like, what? She's like, oh, right, that'll be after we're married. She's like, dude. And that's reversed in the anime as well. Light screams his head off, and she's just like, oh. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's because the movies hate women.
Yeah. What's up, bitches? What's up, bitches?
How many of these notebooks are there?
Oh, there's hundreds.
On Earth right now, there's two. There's two that can be used by humans.
Yeah, but in terms of like actual just notebooks, like out there, there's like hundreds of them. Because, like, there are hundreds of different... Yeah.
Actually, I'm not sure how many Shinigami there are. There's probably less than 100.
Hmm. No, there's tons of them. It's an entire world, you gotta remember that.
Yeah, it's a very empty and barren world. And how many do we see? Like, 10?
Yeah,
no,
but...
we see, like, a lot of them.
Yeah, and plus, like... If how many people die every day? Do you really think that just like less than 100 could do all that?
Well, not everyone dies because of a Shinigami. Mm.
Yeah, the Shinigami don't really do anything except just write the name down, so those people die of heart attacks. They don't really have the drive to do anything else. They just write down names because they want the lifespan of the humans that they don't die.
Yeah, not everyone who dies is killed by a Shinigami.
Can't remember his name.
It's ridiculous. If you know what his name is, how do you forget that?
How do you forget his first name?
Yeah. Big shocker. L's first name is L.
Yeah.
You don't say.
He must be really stupid. I can't remember his name. I know it began with an L.
See, that would have put a damper in Light's plan if she actually remembered.
No, he doesn't.
He likes your ass.
Like...
Are you kidding? Light's not attracted to anything.
Yeah. He's only attracted to himself.
Yeah, I could see that.
Wants to tap his own ass.
Damn it, if I could just figure out the physics.
Oh, God.
Right, so I need a clone of me.
Apparently that's Matsuda's skill.
Yeah. I can't do shit, but I can shoot stuff.
He is really good with a gun, though.
Oh, yeah, dude.
If he was really good with a gun, he would have hit Light in the head.
Yeah.
He didn't want to kill Light, though. Well, I guess he did, but he wanted to make him suffer. I don't know. He was confused.
He wanted to hurt him.
But he did manage that one shot amazingingly.
Yeah, shoot him in the wrist.
I'm talking about the anime, by the way. This is not specific spoilers about the movie.
Yeah,
we
don't know what's going to happen in the movie.
I don't remember perfectly. I know basically how it ends, but...
Yeah, this is my first time watching it.
Oh. You'll probably like this ending.
I don't doubt it.
Hello.
His leg is down. That is wrong.
I know. They're playing on the whole mirror thing.
I think they did that so he actually has a way to push himself around in the chair, whereas the L in the anime seems to be able to move his chairs telepathically.
Yeah. Who knows, maybe his chair has motors. Yeah, plus he could have used his hands. He could just, like, push the chair in front of him so he moved.
But he's a germaphobe. He doesn't want to touch anything.
Then why does he wear gloves?
Because he eats all the time.
The one where latex gloves that are replaceable.
Yeah.
Or not use his face. You know, he could just like held him to the chair and just like headbutted the chair in front of him so he moved.
even though Elle's more than capable of taking her down by himself.
Yeah. Just roundhouse.
Not because she's a girl, but yeah.
It is roundhouse boom.
Wow, it just used Shinigami. They didn't put in what's wrong.
Yeah. These subs are pretty shitty.
Yeah, they tell you what you need to know.
Yeah.
At least Watami looks like Watami.
Yeah. Too bad he doesn't get his badass scenes, though.
Yeah. No. But too bad he doesn't get his sick hat. I like this hat. Just doing everything you can to try to distract.
And piss off Ren. Yeah. That's his main plan.
All part of his plan. Like, what you gonna do, bitch?
All part of his really crappy plan that relies very heavily on luck.
Hey, it works.
Yeah, what I don't like is that everyone thinks Light's really, really smart because of how well that plan worked out. Especially in the anime. You see so many factors involving luck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, he is actually, like, isn't he, like, certifiable genius?
Yeah, but he's not as smart as L.
Hmm. He's just way more lucky than L.
Yeah. Should kill him too.
Shaq, are you asleep?
What?
I'm here. Asleep.
Why is he falling apart?
Because he.
Jeez.
Rem used her death note. Rem used her death note to prolong Misa's life.
Imagine them didn't kill L, they're just, oh, checkmate.
Yeah. Mm. So you got one, you put a line in the wrong space and like accidentally killed someone else.
I don't understand why it kills Rem, though.
If a Shinigami prolongs someone's life with their death note, then the Shinigami dies.
It's because the remaining lifespan has to go somewhere. They don't have any more lifespan left, Misa. She was about to die because they were about to finalize like her execution and stuff like that. So Ren's lifespan got transferred to Misa so that she could live on. That's why
you call him a half what?
With less luck, I would have died.
Yes. If I didn't have 7 rabbit's feet up my ass, I would have died.
I think, what did we describe that as? A leprechaun wrapped in a rabbit's foot, tied to a horseshoe, with a 4-leaf clover stapled to it. That's shoved up his ass.
Yes, then he covered that all in salt and threw it over his shoulder.
He was about to say it too. He was like, ah.
Hey, in the anime, Light didn't kill his dad.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did, but not until much, much later.
Yeah, I thought he got, like, shot or something.
He caused the situation for his dad to die, yeah.
Like, with the Death Note?
Yeah, well, not quite.
Not as directly, but he basically caused his father's death. Hmm. Nice interior look.
Yeah. What I don't respect is your cross-dressing. Zip.
No! Protect.
Checkmate.
Or it opens up and it's a big image of the game.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, they cut a lot out.
Oh, yeah.
This is where this is kind of how they originally wanted the manga to end. Yeah, fuck you!
Wait a minute. Didn't Rem write the name?
You'll find out
how he avoided it.
Mm-hmm.
Really? They didn't? Oh, wait, there it is. You can kind of see it. And now you can see the top half of it. So to stop himself from dying, he killed himself.
Yep. Wow.
So the other book is fake?
Yeah.
If it's fake, then why wouldn't he grab it from her? He's seen the god of death. If he has the real one.
You just made a really good point about the stupidness, about a stupid mistake in the movie.
Yeah. Good catch, Jax.
Good job, good job.
And it could help.
Because he realized that I told him my name from the start.
Mm-hmm.
All guns are peon. Look at those tiny guns.
Yeah, no, it's a little tiny little thing.
You're revolvers, bitch.
Pew, 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 pew.
Looks like a cap gun.
I would be surprised if they are.
Oh, Daddy! But I want to be the god! Well, that's for a world filled with lesbians. Sick, bro.
That's a powerful gun, I guess.
Matsuda will fuck you up.
He still has 4 shots left. Possibly 6.
Hooray!
I don't have a party blower, but I would have blown a party blower right there. So I made the sound effect. It was pathetic.
He's like one of those noisemakers.
Motherfucker.
You have no idea what's gong on it.
It's the gong show. He's just basically was trying to say you haven't seen the new episode of the gong show.
I said it on TiVo for you. This is not going to play if people watch like an actual full professionally subbed version of this movie.
For that, you have to buy it on DVD.
Mm-hmm. But weren't you going to kill him anyway?
It's pretty good. I was standing bullets, though. I
was
like,
rawr. Holy shit, he's standing back up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was cursing and screaming. Bitch, I'm not your bitch.
Damn, those guns are fucking loaded.
Oh, shit. And they pack a punch for being so small.
Yeah. Noisy cricket.
That dude has, like, the most crooked tooth I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That one tooth is more crooked than all of Steve Buscemi's mouth.
It's like half an inch behind every other tooth.
Bitch.
Boom, motherfucker.
40 seconds and counting.
He did exactly what he said he would.
How did he get the book if L has the book?
He has one.
Ryu has one of his own. That's the rule. A Shinigami must have their own.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They have to have two if they want to give one to a human.
Or they just lose it like he did.
No, he dropped it on purpose. Hmm. For entertainment. That's why he killed Light. He's like, I'm bored.
Yeah.
This is boring.
I'm going to find another human.
Dead.
It's funny, though. At the beginning of the sequel to this, which is basically what L does with his last days alive, Ryuk tries to convince L to use the Death Note.
No, Woodward. He's like, eh, it's boring. I'm going back.
Well, can't really do anything to stop it.
Oh, God. What is that sound?
It's a Japanese man dying of a heart attack.
No, that's the sound of your mom.
Seriously?
Oh, snap.
God damn it, woman. It's the 90s cult. They want their jokes back.
Your mom called. She wants you back.
What? That doesn't make sense.
Your mom doesn't make sense.
No, she doesn't. But I guess she's 53. She's probably senile already.
No. See, that's where you say your face doesn't make sense.
No, I'm above that.
So I want to be sure I'm right. The chick there crying, she was in the first movie, right?
No, I don't think so.
She was barely mentioned in the first movie. She was mentioned, but only very briefly.
I thought that whole scene at the beginning of this movie where she got the Death Note with Rem was the scene from the first movie.
No, that's how they start. Actually,
no,
no.
That is the very end.
That is the very end of the first movie, you're right.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Goodbye.
You just like, I'm out. Peace, bitches. I never understood playing chess with yourself.
It's hard, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, if he burnt both death notes, wouldn't he then forget too?
Sorry, what?
If L burnt both death notes, wouldn't he forget about writing his own name in the death note too?
No, that only applies to ownership. When you're no longer the owner of a death note.
He was never an owner, so
okay.
His memories are not tied to ownership.
Okay.
Don't you have to be owner to write in the notebook?
Nope, anyone can write in it. The first rule is any human whose name is written in this notebook shall die. That is the rule. There are very few ways to break it.
What if you write an animal's name in the notebook?
It won't work.
It's humans. Any human's name that's written in this notebook shall
die. What about aliens? Can you write in Zemu? Can you write in someone's name who's already dead and have them redie?
No.
Can you make him come back as a zombie?
No.
What about someone that's not born yet? Like, what if there's like a baby in the womb and you're like, I'm gonna name it so and so, and then you write the name of the book?
Yeah. Can you have a stillborn?
No, they have to be over the age of 200 days.
Yeah, I could look up the exact number if I find my death note, wherever it is.
Yeah, they have to be a certain age before you can kill them with the death note.
That's stupid.
200 days? That's less than a year old. And what have we gone by on time? Because, I mean, technically, you're alive, you know, once the sperm meets the egg.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right there, that is the point of living.
Yeah, couldn't you just, like, visualize an embryo?
Shinigami King, assuming he didn't want the Shinigami to kill all the humans before, like, they were, like, able to do anything.
Can I get a Death Note and make 10,000 names or 10 million names for Dead Man's ball sack, and then he just shoots blanks for the rest of his life because now all of his sperm is dead?
What?
If I name every one of my individual sperm, can you then kill all my...
I write all the things down.
Or at a certain age.
Well, technically, my sperm is 19 years old.
No, it isn't. Your sperm changes every day.
But, like, the age thing, though, I mean, they gotta have to go by something.
By the date of birth. Birth.
Date of birth?
Yeah, when the human is born, that's when their lifespan begins.
Is that what the book says, though?
Yeah, but then how do you explain stillborns?
They have zero lifespan.
They have zero lifespan until they're born.
I mean, at 200 days, that's less than a year old.
I think it's 200 days. I don't know.
I could... Actually, I'm pretty sure it's more than that. Where's my death note?
It should be in there somewhere.
Like, do you see where I put that death note? I've been meaning to kill somebody for a while.
I want AIDS, damn it.
So do I now.
I want to know if I can kill all my sperm so I never have to wear a condom again.
No, you can't!
Well, yeah, you can. It's called a vasectomy.
Or it's...
I could just write names down in a book and I had to go through surgery.
I'll kill them for you if you want.
Wait, could you name your testicles?
Yeah.
It's like, could you name your testicles, then kill your testicles?
Well, are we talking about
your testicles? Because
I could name two names. It'd be Grimace and Hachu.
Look it up after this is done.
Yeah, why is this movie not ending yet? Holy shit.
It's almost over. Yeah. We got Ryu going, yeah, bitches!
I'm not surprised you're drawing the ending out, because they drew this whole movie out.
Red Hot Chili Peppers!
I assume that's...
End credits.
Except that one. L.
It's L.
So I can't read.
Screw Light being the main character. It's L.
Okay, so...
It's supposed to be the lyrics at the side. I'm pretty sure that's what they are.
Yeah, can't really read.
All right, so there are 5 more minutes of trailers. We should go with credits.
Of credits we can't read.
Yeah.
So, you know, the guy who plays L, his English is horrible. He speaks in English in the third movie, and it's just, it's atrocious.
Special thanks to the characters from Death Note 1. And they put that in English, why?
Japan.
Japan uses its own logic.
I really need to know where my Death Note is. I don't know where it went. I have one more place to check.
Okay, so Shax, what do you think of the movie?
I like the premise. I like the idea of having a Death Note and being able to see a giant monster. The movie, I can't comment on the acting because the acting's completely horrible, but that's because it's me, and I'm sure in Japan it's completely different, and you know, so.
In Japan, it's more oriented on animation, whereas North America, it's more oriented on live action, which is why most of the time voice actors suck here, whereas in Japan, they're awesome.
Right, yeah. And like, other than that, like, it was way too drawn out. Like, there's so many parts in there that I felt like probably were not needed, but again, I can't tell if they were needed or not because I could barely understand what's going on.
Okay. Well, yeah, if you decide to give the anime a chance, which you really should, it's good, and nothing seems unnecessary, and it's interesting to watch. It's kind of not so much when you've got the real people acting it out. It's not quite as interesting to watch. Mm-hmm. That makes any sense?
Yeah, and Al was driving me crazy because all he did is sit around to eat. I felt like someone should have been like, hey, how about you get up and do something? But...
He's epic in the anime. You should see him when he goes after the panda cookie. He crushes the damn thing without actually making it explode. He creates cracks all the time. You try doing that.
I've tried. Panda cookies?
They explode.
Either you don't make a single dent in them, or they completely shatter and get chocolate all over your hand.
Whereas it zooms in, like, really quick onto his hand, it's just crack. He's like, we will definitely catch them.
And he's a hell of a fighter.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, roundhouse kicks Light in the face multiple times.
His particular style of fighting is Kaipora.
Capoeira.
He learned from Misura Naomi.
I think what you're talking about is Capoeira.
Yeah, and the BB murder cases, she uses that at one point, and at the end, he, like, lunges at her just randomly to see how she attacks, and she's like, oh, okay, now I get how you do it, okay, and he just walks away. She's just like, what the fuck? No idea that was L. She's kind of like, okay, that was random.
Yeah.
She kicks him down a flight of stairs. She jumps onto her hands and back kicks him with both feet, and she sends him down a flight of stairs. It's awesome.
Yeah.
He just walks away.
Oh, I'm back. Okay, so we have a few more seconds of trailers. You want to keep watching the trailers or just end it?
I'm okay with ending it because we can't read anything.
Yeah. Okay.
The music.
Yeah. I know, we can end it.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess that is going to do it for Sequel Week. So let's watch Sequel Week, our first big commentary track feature. I think it went pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except that for us, we're not actually done yet.
Yes, you see, we are recording these out of order.
Shh. We can't let them know that.
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
It's Sunday. We have another movie to do tonight.
Yeah, which I think they're just like... I think they're just putting off till tomorrow.
Oh. We do have 3 in the bag, so we only have 2 more.
Yeah, because like right now my eye is twitching.
Oh man, my eyebrow was doing that for 2 days and drove me nuts.
Yeah, I remember like in like grade school, my eye would keep twitching like every day. I just like every single second of every single day, just twitch, twitch. I had like slap myself in the face to get it to stop.
Was this during our shared torture at that horrible school? Because my eye did that too.
Yep, St. Mary's. That fucking hellhole. Yeah, that's where I developed my nervous twitch.
Okay, so, yeah.
Yeah, so this has been our fucked up lives. Okay, well, yeah, again, this is going to do it for sequel week of Let's Watch Sequels. So, we'll be taking next week off from podcasting. It is Christmas week. We're taking a break. But be sure to come back on Saturday the 31st for our live, yes, that is live, New Year's broadcast. We're going to be doing that on Tiny Chat. I'll be posting a link for that earlier on New Year's Eve day. So be sure to check in for that, look for that. And we're going to be covering a few more of these, posting them up. This is going to be going up on Friday. So yes. So come back to the site. Check out some more of our articles. We'll get some games for Christmas. We'll have more stuff to talk about in the new year. I'll probably be posting a review of something for some point. Maybe, I don't fucking know. But yeah, so, I guess, until New Year's Eve, I'm dead.
I'm Obi-Wan.
Ninja Kitty.
I'm Shax, and I'm... Death Note confuses me.
We'll see y'all
I'm next Kira.
We'll see y'all next time.